Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of October, recording at 9:12 p.m. in still British summertime. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock markets were mostly, well, they were heavily stronger in Asia. One of the best gains, I see the Hang Seng Index up over 4%. Australia up 2.73%. Japan up 1.9%. We had good gains in the ASEAN stock markets. And China's A shares, just around the time when everybody's given up on China, second upside key day reversal of the month, albeit from the low, but what looks like an overstretched low, but more on the review. The European stock markets were all firmer here today. Gains up to 1.5%. The Americas, the best action today appears to have been Brazil, up nearly 3%. And the NASDAQ, though, also had a very good day, up 2.35%, S&P up 1.29%. So these closed out near the highs of the day. Sorry about the slightly scratchy voice here. I've been just a minor ailment, but it's not my usual dulcet tones. Okay, long-dated government bond prices weakened a little bit against that background, but not a whole lot. And commodities, strong action here, particularly in the industrial sector. Look at this. Brent crude was higher, but 111 and change, but WTI crude, that's the NYMEX sweet light, that's up over $4 at $91.50 as I speak. And the industrial metals were all stronger in here today. Copper rebounded another 23 cents at a big upside day on Friday, bouncing off that $3 level, and it's closed after hours trading at $3.45.80. Nickel had strong gains. So all the industrial metals were higher. Among the leaders, we have to mention, I will mention tin, which has seen some good gains recently. And precious metals, steady. Gold is $16.53.88 as I speak. Platinum had another good day, up 39 to 1548. So did palladium, up 2275 to 641. Silver up 51 cents. So good action. Good action overall in these commodities. As a matter of fact, it's easier to mention the ones that were down. Lumber and natural gas were the only decliners that I see, and they were only down slightly. So, now what about currencies in here? Dollar index a bit weaker, down to 76.097. The Aussie had a good day, up to 104.77. Another good day, I should say. The euro, up to 139.25, sterling up to 159.89. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, good question, because these markets get bashed on the downside, or that's been the action so far this year, and particularly since August, and then we see some pretty sharp rallies here as well. So the volatility continues. Is this the dreaded high-frequency trading now operating on the bullish side in here? Quite possibly. But the technical action in stock markets first is impressive. It looks like more than just a bear market rally. And you might remember back, I think it was on August, then no, August, start again. Remember back on October 7th when Owen, that was a Friday, when Owen posted my presentation at the Contrary Opinion Forum. I asked him to add that I had concluded that we had reached a medium-term low for global stock markets. And I know that Owen, before heading off to China on that Thursday and Friday, had been very quick to pick up the sudden rebound in stock markets over those 2 days following some significant and climactic selling. Now, really, the bulls couldn't ask for much better action in many of these markets, and particularly on Wall Street. On Friday, I put up the charts and mentioned that the Dow and the S&P had completed these little consolidations, having started the week overbought. This is last week. That they then had these little ranging consolidations and then broke up out of them on Friday. So good technical action. And they got some upside follow-through in here today. I mentioned in my review some of the Asian markets, but China, say, it's a bit of an eyebrow raiser to see two good weekly upside keys in 1 month off lows at a time when everybody seems to be a bear of China. We're going back to the USA. The NASDAQ 100 index is really testing its highs of the year. Just slightly below them, but this is a good, very solid performance. So, there are another reasonable day or two to the upside from clearing those highs. And good bounce back by the ASEAN stock markets, as I mentioned. Now, the European ones are very important here. And you remember last week we were told that over the weekend we'd get the sort of big European area announcement, and some of us were a bit apprehensive about that. Well, no announcement to speak of, really. I mean, you get these little soundbite meetings between Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy. So they're still discussing, still debating. We know what the markets would like. They'd like a big fat package. They'd like to see a couple of trillion euros at least on the table. Well, they're not going to get that, is my guess, because that's not been the way these EU politicians have been working. There are too many compromises, too many people to please. It's all gradualist stuff, but obviously we're going to get something, including the big haircut on so-called on for Greek debt holders, somewhere between 40%. Sarkozy wanted less. Merkel wants 60%, but we expect another compromise on that. But there's a possibility, and I would only describe it as a possibility, that this crisis is, and as I have before, that this crisis is losing its ability to shock quite as much as it did in the past. What we do know for certain is that the region seems committed to keeping the euro together. And they can do it, but it's going to take a long time to resolve the problem. We've been saying that all along. And progress on these negotiations will be incremental. Now, will that thrill the markets? Well, not the people who've been going in and shorting this sovereign debt. But they're not going to have it entirely their own way, is the way it's looking right now. And the rest of the world that was taking, may actually start taking a what-me-worry type of attitude towards peripheral country European sovereign debt. And with a little bit of justification, what I'd like to see most of all among catalysts is not just a good package coming out of the Euro region and a decent rebound in their stock markets. It's still very tentative. I'd like to see China and India moving away from the monetary tightening stance. Now, in the good news, bad news department here, I think they'd like to move away from the tightening stance as well. But, you know, commodities, the moment you get a little bit of stability here in stock markets, the moment people start concluding that the USA isn't going to go into a recession this year, and I think they're right in that conclusion. I don't think it will slip into recession this year in either the third quarter data, which has yet to be reported, or the fourth quarter data. I think we get the third quarter data in a day or two. And they're looking for stronger than the second quarter. Now, against that background, but as I say, the problem is, though, that the moment these stock markets pick up a little bit, commodity prices start to run higher again. Now, we did get a reset. There is some breathing space in there. Copper, all right, it fell a very long way from up at $4.50 down to $3. But in 2 days, you know, it's bounced back up to $3.45. And I think we're going to get further short covering and some long buying in many of these commodities. Rough rice, which I reviewed today, had that big Type 3 base formation overall. Looks like it's completing the first step above that base. It's rallied sharply in the last week or two. And I can certainly see that going higher. So this is the type of environment we're going to have for, really the foreseeable future. And that we will get commodity price inflation rearing up, and that will lead to some tighter monetary conditions in the growth economies. That will have a negative impact on stock markets. Then we get a bit of a reset, and we get some recoveries in stock markets, and then we get commodity prices pushing upwards again. Well, I can think of worse environments than that. Overall, we can make money in that environment. Incidentally, the industrial mining shares had a good performance in here today. I looked at a few of those last week. Thought they looked cheap. So, not too bad an environment here overall. And interesting. Extremely interesting. Owen should be getting back tomorrow and to continue with his interesting updates. Give me a little bit more breathing space. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.